You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 12th of April, 2021. That's the year. So glad you're with us here watching American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video this morning. What a morning it is. I'm going to show you a video in just a second as we begin this program of an elderly woman in Chile denied entry to a supermarket after failing to obtain government permission to buy food. She had not registered online. Of course, this is a woman who was over 70 years old when the internet was invented. To expect her to be able to access it to go buy her groceries is absolutely absurd. You know, there was a common refrain that you heard while Donald Trump was president. You heard it all the time. It's like, what if somebody was in a coma 4 years ago and they woke up and you told them that Donald Trump was president? Wouldn't that blow their mind? Wouldn't that be crazy? It's like, yeah, kind of, I guess. Somebody expected Donald Trump to be president. I guess that would be a little bit crazy. But imagine you went into a coma a year ago. Imagine you went into a coma 13, 14 months ago and woke up today. How different is the world from the early months of January 2020? How crazy is everything that we're seeing go on? Imagine waking up and being told not only is the coronavirus that you heard about just before you went into your coma not slowed down, not stopped at all, none of the mitigation processes worked in the slightest. No, it's still going on. People are still being forced to wear masks, still being forced to lock down, still being forced to socially distance. But now they're shutting down churches. They're denying old ladies the chance to purchase food. It's just insane. They're forcibly inoculating everybody. They're talking about vaccine passports. Now they're coming out and saying, well, the vaccine wears off in 6 months. You're going to have to get one every 6 months. I mean, the way that the world has changed in the last year, now they're hunting down peaceful protesters and Trump supporters under domestic terrorism charges, threatening them with sedition and keeping them in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day for daring to stage a peaceful protest. The Black Lives Matter chaos not only continues, but accelerates now at the merest, slightest mention of a criminal being shot by the police. Entire cities erupt into flames. Only vaccinated people being evacuated from an island to escape a volcano. It's insane what has occurred over the last 12 months. Absolutely unprecedented and unimaginable for anybody that would have fallen asleep, you know, in January 2020. It's incredibly, incredibly absurd, everything that we're experiencing now. And the fact that it's happened so quickly is really a testament to the mind control that is able to be perpetrated on people. But let's go to this video, shall we? This is the woman in Chile denied entry to a supermarket over COVID restrictions. Here she is. Amazing, really, that at 100 years old, she's up walking around carrying her own groceries. Nothing but a cane to assist her. Here we have the black-clad, masked security guard. Just following orders, folks. It's just like, no, if you didn't register online, you can't eat. You can't have food. She's like, online, I don't even have a computer. It's like, then you're going to starve to death, lady. No vaccine, no computer. If you don't carry your cell phone with you at all times with a proper passport, COVID passport QR code for us to scan, you're dead. Tell you what, we'll go ahead and implant you with a chip. Maybe that will be easier. Maybe that's the plan. Make it so difficult that submitting to them just seems so easy, you'll go along with it.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, of all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
To keep my hands on myself. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. It is the 12th of April, 2021, and the world is collapsing around us. Total free fall, absolute insanity from the left to the right. We're just here to cover it, let you know what's going on, how perhaps you can attempt to protect yourself and your family against the onslaught that is only increasing as we move further into 2021, which makes 2020 look like a peaceful jaunt in the park compared to everything that we're experiencing now. But let's begin, as we always do on this program, with our daily dispatch, shall we? Here it is, your daily dispatch for the 12th of April, 2021, riot season 2021. Black Lives Matter loot Foot Locker, liquor and weave stores in Minneapolis, police headquarters shot up, cop cars smashed. Yes, folks, it has begun. Not willing to wait for the arrival of the judgment of Derek Chauvin, the mob went ahead and started rioting a little early this year. This as a consequence of a guy being shot by police. Tensions between police and some protesters in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, when Dante Wright, 20, said that he was shot by police in Plymouth on Sunday afternoon, where before getting into his car and driving to Brooklyn Center, where he crashed the car and was pronounced dead. The man who Minneapolis area police shot provoking the riot had warrants for his arrest and was fleeing police. A riot is underway in Minneapolis metropolitan area and has already seen rioters injured, police property damage, and an attempt to hurl a cement block at an officer's head. The riot started in response to police-involved shooting of a man who had an outstanding warrant and was in the process of fleeing from police. As National File reported, at least four black males jumped on and damaged two abandoned police cars, and another black male attempted to throw a cement block at a police officer, only to be immediately subdued by a crowd control projectile. Police immediately attempted to render aid, but were blocked by a protester wearing what appeared to be pink feminine underwear. The man was ultimately carried away by rioters. The shooting happened in Brooklyn Center, a city immediately connected to Minneapolis with a large minority community. Brooklyn Center is approximately 15 minutes away from downtown Minneapolis. Police have now released a statement describing what led to the officer-involved shooting. A man with an outstanding warrant was apparently in the process of fleeing from police after a routine traffic stop when he was shot. Quote, Brooklyn Center Police Department officers initiated a stop for a traffic violation, the police wrote in a press release. Officers determined that the driver of the vehicle had an outstanding warrant. At one point, the officers were attempting to take the driver into custody. The driver re-entered the vehicle. One officer discharged their firearm, striking the driver. And though injured, the suspect apparently continued to flee, causing damage to another nearby vehicle. The vehicle traveled several blocks before striking another vehicle, the police press release explains. Officers in pursuit and responding medical personnel attempted life-saving measures, but the person died at the scene. Apparently, a passenger in the vehicle was also hurt by that crash. And we'll keep you updated as more stores continue to be looted, liquor and weaves robbed, and cop cars destroyed in the name of so-called justice. Meanwhile, across the country, in Florida, I believe, you have this from InfoWars.com. Total chaos, unlawful assembly declared in Huntington Beach when White Lives Matter clashed with counter-protesters. Huntington Beach declared an unlawful assembly in downtown Huntington Beach, California, I guess, not Florida, California, Sunday afternoon following a White Lives Matter rally that resulted in social unrest. Hundreds of people gathered in downtown Huntington Beach for the event, but it appeared counter-protesters representing Black Lives Matter also showed up in numbers. Members of various factions clashed, and that was the time the police declared an unlawful assembly near Fifth Street and Walnut Avenue intersection. White Lives Matter. We'll talk a little bit more about that later in the program as well. You also have this story making the rounds. Virginia police officer fired after a Black Army lieutenant is pepper sprayed and handcuffed during a traffic stop. Police officers in Virginia held an Army officer at gunpoint, handcuffed him, and doused him with pepper spray, all during an illegal traffic stop. Officials said Sunday that one of the officers had been fired. Officer Joe Gutierrez was fired following the December 5th incident, which was captured on video. The town of Windsor, Virginia, said in a statement Sunday, acknowledging that, quote, unfortunate events that transpired. Caron Nazario, a second lieutenant in the U.S. Army Medical Corps who is Black and Latino, is suing the town. Following an internal investigation, the town said that Gutierrez did not follow department policy. They did not provide any further information on the other officer involved in the incident, Daniel Crocker, but the department is requiring additional training. Fantastic. Here's a video from Infowars.com that we'll play a little bit later. DARPA is working on a COVID vaccine implantable microchip to detect the virus. The Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, a.k.a. DARPA, is working on a COVID vaccine that will work on all variants and has developed an implantable microchip that it says will continuously monitor the human body for signs of the virus. Retired Colonel Matt Hepburn, an Army infectious disease physician heading up DARPA's response to the pandemic, appeared on 60 Minutes to demonstrate the technology. Holding up a vial of green tissue-like gel, which contains the chip, Hepburn proclaimed, you put it underneath your skin, and what that tells you is there are chemical reactions going on inside the body, and the signal means you're going to have symptoms tomorrow. It's like a check engine light, Hepburn added, noting that those with the chips, quote, would get the signal and self-administer a blood draw to test themselves on site. We can have that information in 3 to 5 minutes. So don't worry, folks. The vaccine was just the start. Soon you will be microchipped. And that will be just as mandatory as they're trying to make the vaccines. Speaking of, only vaccinated people can be evacuated from an island to escape a volcano, says Prime Minister of St. Vincent. St. Vincent Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves declared that only vaccinated people can be evacuated from the Caribbean island following the eruption of a nearby volcano. So there you go. You don't want to get the injection. Don't want to get the mysterious serum injected into you, the experimental vaccine. Well, prepare to die in a volcano because you deserve it, I guess. This from standard.co.uk. A&E departments are swamped with patients with AstraZeneca vaccine side effects. A&E departments are being swamped by people who have developed mild side effects from the AstraZeneca vaccine amid concerns the jab causes blood clots. Doctors told the Health and Humans, the Health Services Journal, that a growing number of people are presenting to A&E units after having the jab. Some are being advised to go to hospitals by general practitioners. Fauci has come out. Dr. Fauci, Lord Fauci, Saint Fauci has declared from his throne, it's still not okay to eat or drink indoors, even if you're vaccinated. White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci on Sunday advised people who have been vaccinated for COVID-19 to hold off on congregating indoors to eat or drink. Yeah, go ahead and get the vaccine. Maybe you'll have massive side effects. Maybe you'll be implanted with a chip that will be forever embedded underneath your skin, courtesy of the Department of Defense. And even when you do all that, you'll still be able to get the virus and not be able to go outside, meet with friends, or stop wearing a mask. But go ahead and get it, or else you'll be disincluded from public life. David Hogg. Do you remember him? Little weirdo who wants to take your guns. Well, he quits the pillow company he launched to fight Mike Lindell. It was mere weeks ago that David Hogg announced that he was launching a pillow company to fight against Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, noted for his staunch support of President Trump. Well, now Hogg has given up. And as I noted on there he is. There's that's him, right? David Hogg. Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? You have millions upon millions of gullible rubes willing to buy your pillow out of pure spite for Mike Lindell, and you still fail miserably in record amounts of time. But hey, at least tens of millions of people didn't die this time, and that's more that can be said than most socialistic endeavors. So, well done. The ADL CEO, Jonathan Greenblatt, has come out saying Tucker must go. ADL CEO calls on cable companies to drop Fox News. Anti-Defamation League CEO Jonathan Greenblatt demanded that Tucker Carlson must go for pointing out how Democrats are mass importing illegal aliens to expand the electorate. More on that later in the program. Georgia site is now the fourth in the U.S. to pause the Johnson & Johnson vaccine after concerns over possible adverse reactions. And by the way, you thought it was bad when the billionaire globalist stole $1.6 trillion from the middle class. Turns out the numbers are even worse. According to ZeroHedge.com, global billionaires' wealth increased by $4 trillion during the pandemic. I'm sure that would just say a fortunate side effect as well.
I'm going to say it again. I am not lecturing you. I'm lecturing myself. I need to take vitamin mineral infusion every day. It tastes great. It's all natural. It's got all the vitamins, all the minerals that are essential, and amino acids. Mix it up in the morning, a little quarter scoop. Fill the whole pitcher with a whole scoop. It lasts you 4 or 5 days in the refrigerator. Pour yourself a big glass with ice. And it's so good in the morning, at noon, at night. But whatever you do, get in that one glass a day. It's been sold out for a while. It's back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com for your immune system, your body's defenses, but especially your family and friends and old folks and people with darker skin need higher vitamin D3 and other things. It's all in here, so tell folks about it or give it as a gift. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com, and Winter Sun, super high-quality vitamin D3, back in stock, also discounted. Both these are 40% off individually, 50% off together at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter, you got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, then we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. You support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. You can boost your body's natural defenses and enrich your life with 50% off our top-selling products. The biggest thing you can do for your body's defenses is supplementing and empowering them. If you want to make sure that you're ready for what's coming next, you can get these brand-new sales on restocked InfoWars favorites today at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Winter Sun Plus. That is one of my favorite products, definitely one that I take every single day. It's our vitamin D3 supplement in liquid form. It's back in stock now. It was sold out for a while, but it's now back, and it's 40% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion continues to be 40% off, but if you get those two products together, you actually get them at 50% off. That's the Essential Vitamin Combo Pack. So do what you need to do to keep your health and at the top level you possibly can. And as an added bonus, all orders over $75 will receive a free gift valued at over $10. So you're getting extra savings and a special free gift on top of it if you spend $75 or more. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and do what you need to stay as healthy as possible. I'm going to go back to some of these headlines because there's still a lot to cover. It's Monday, which means we have a whole weekend's worth of news to dispense to you today, and we'll be taking your calls later in the program, and we'll be joined in the third hour by Tom Papert. But let's continue now with these headlines. White Lives Matter rallies flop as hardly anybody shows up. This was kind of a strange thing to me. I monitor the news fairly consistently, and yet I hadn't heard about this so-called White Lives Matter event until it was already going on, apparently. NBC News reports in semi-private encrypted chats, neo-Nazis and other far-right extremists planned rallies in dozens of cities on Sunday to promote their racist movements and spread their ideologies to larger audiences. How evil, how sick, how amazingly evil this can sound when you frame it this way. It's like, how do you frame a protest? Do you say, these are people who are saying white lives matter in the same way that black lives matter. They're saying we don't deserve to be targeted and singled out and censored and discriminated against. You know, do you describe this as protests against the discrimination of white people by major corporations and governmental entities? No, of course you don't. You say it's to spread their racist movement and propagate their ideology to larger audiences. Simple choice of words turns a legitimate protest into a racist propaganda fest. Totally absurd, but there you go. And of course, it totally flops because nobody actually was organizing this, as far as I can tell. And of course, they were met by counter protesters who apparently just hate white people. I mean, why else would you attack a White Lives Matter rally? You just hate white. You don't think white lives really matter. Isn't this the logic that we're been told to deal with this sort of stuff for the last year? Anyway, moving on, GatewayPundit.com has this story. What the heck is this? 100 top corporate CEOs join first-of-its-kind call to denounce voter ID laws. CEOs from several top 100 corporations joined the first-of-a-kind call this weekend to discuss how to respond to proposed changes in voting laws. At issue was the recent Georgia voting law signed by Governor Kemp that makes it a requirement for voters to show a photo ID to vote. Perhaps this should be something we're worried about. Perhaps maybe in America we shouldn't have the largest corporations in the world coming together to try to figure out how to undermine and supersede the will of the people expressed through their legislative body. Absolutely incredible. By the way, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but we're about to go to war with the world. Here's a report from Gateway Pundit. Biden spends Sunday afternoon in unscheduled Oval Office meeting with his senior team after Blinken warns Russia and China about military attacks. So Joe Biden reportedly spent Sunday afternoon in an unscheduled meeting in the Oval Office with his senior team, according to the White House. Biden, who's spending a rare weekend at the executive mansion, also had an unscheduled meeting with the senior team on Saturday. The unusual meetings come as Biden's Secretary of State Anthony Blinken warned both China and Russia about military attacks on Ukraine and Taiwan, respectively, in response to threatening military maneuvers in recent days. Also in the news was Iran's nuclear facility in Natanz going dark, with some reports crediting an alleged cyber attack by Israel. So I've warned you many times on this program, it'll be Taiwan, Ukraine, and Iran now being the three flashpoints of World War. And if you really think about this, we're absolutely being set up to be slaughtered. You understand that, right? You understand that if China were to do something like, I don't know, nuke a air carrier out of the water, there's nothing we could do about it. How would we respond? Could we at all? I mean, they have a massive navy. They now have long-range missile tech, which makes it impossible for us to respond or project power with our aircraft carriers. Aircraft carriers have about a 650-mile orbit of how far their aircraft can project power, and the missile system that China has recently revealed attacks at about twice that or even more, 1,500 miles. So they can attack from 1,500 miles. We can only project power 650 miles, means they can attack our Navy with impunity, essentially from ground-based, land-based missile platforms. We can do absolutely nothing. If China were to do something as simple as cut off our pharmaceutical trade, that would mean that 90% of the pharmaceutical medicines taken in America would be unavailable to us. They wouldn't have to fire a single shot. And while we know that probably over half of, probably much more than half, probably something like 75% of Americans rely on a pharmaceutical medicine, that would mean that about 75% of Americans would suddenly be cut off. And that would have incredibly disastrous consequences. We may just die off or kill each other from that alone. So China declaring war on America would be devastating to us. Meanwhile, of course, our military is very focused on putting men into dresses and getting pregnant women into fighter pilot uniforms. We're being set up to be killed, folks. I mean, look at everything that the globalists are doing to destroy the American people from the inside, from their positions of power within the American government. How convenient would it be for them? How much would it accelerate their plans that are already being played out to just send us to war? Heck, reinstate the draft. Then people that don't even want to sign up for the army, you can just go scoop them up and send them off to die in some foreign catastrophe, and that has no benefit for us. Wouldn't that be convenient? Wouldn't that be easy for them? Isn't that clearly what they're lining us up for? Incredible. Shock troops are coming. This from Canada. GatewayPundit.com has the story. 200 heavily armed Canadian police deployed to Edmonton Church to harass Christians. That's right. 200 heavily armed Canadian police were sent to Grace Life Church in Edmonton to harass the Christians there. Last week, authorities erected a double layer fence around Grace Life Church in Alberta, Canada. The fence was set up after the church refused to shut its doors due to the coronavirus. So, you know, this is the history of Christianity. You know, the reason that when you go to a church, any church really, Episcopalian, doesn't matter, they always walk down the aisle holding candles, and they have candles on the altar. Well, that's a throwback to back when early Christians had to hide in caves and use candlelight to worship because they would be killed if they were seen doing it above ground. We're just reverting back to the way we were before, worshiping fallen gods of Satan.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
So
very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well, at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio, is a fortress all in ruins that the weeds have overgrown. You may look in vain.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be taking your calls later in the program. I'll go ahead and give out the number right now. If you would like to dial in, the number to dial is 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. The question I'd like the callers to answer is, what's the biggest threat we're facing right now? It's been a question I've asked before, but as things change, we may face new threats that you were unaware of before. Is it war between us, China, Russia, and Iran? Is it another year, another summer of ongoing mob violence in American cities, burning down city blocks and mobs of insane communists looting stores with abandon? Is it mandated vaccines every 6 months for the rest of our lives with DARPA overseeing it and putting microchips under your skin? What are you worried about? What's your biggest concern today? That's what I would love to hear from you. Again, the number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. The Biden administration is now offering federal employees paid leave to assist illegal aliens entering the U.S. That's right. The Biden administration, that is the American government, now offering paid leave to federal employees who wish to assist illegal aliens in entering the country. So our government is paying people to help invaders swarm our border. This is, I mean, hello, hello. Do we need another excuse for revolution? Hello. Do we need another excuse to get rid of our government as it stands now in Washington, D.C.? Now that they are just actively, openly funding our own replacement? Is there a, do we need another reason on top of everything else that we've talked about? The desperate plea landed this week in the email boxes of employees in government agencies like the Department of Homeland Security and NASA. Will you consider taking a four-month paid leave from your job to help care for migrant children in government-run shelters packed with new arrivals at the borders? 4 months paid leave to go assist in this overwhelming influx of Central and South Americans into our country. NASA employees, right? So it's like, tell you what, stop trying to design the rockets to take us into outer space for 4 months and go deal with the problems we've caused on the southern border. Not attempting to stop the problems. Help us to mitigate the nonsense caused by these problems. Help us to better and more efficiently bring in people into our country without approval and without supervision whatsoever. The briefing memo sent to administration officials this week directed the health department to identify and deploy all available federal volunteers to support the effort to address the increase of minors, a drive reflected by the email seeking government help, workers to help. As of Friday, 2,722 employees across the government had volunteered, in most cases with their salaries being picked up by the health department. So there you go, folks. Just billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars being poured into dealing with a situation that did not exist a month and a half ago, that was created entirely from thin air by the Biden administration, which is perpetuated by non-governmental organizations spending billions of their dollars to busing in tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands a month, 170,000 just in the month of March, just those that were captured, not including the probably equal or greater amount that got in without being detected as our border continues to be porous and undefended. Absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, Antifa terrorists set fire to Portland ICE facility while federal agents were inside the building. Antifa terrorists set fire to the Portland, Oregon Immigrations and Customs Enforcement facility overnight while chanting, "Every town, every city, burn the precinct to the ground." Or I'm sorry, "Every city, every town, burn the precinct to the ground." Very catchy. These catchy communist terror cells. But don't worry, folks. They're still keeping, grandfathers that put their feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk. They'll be in solitary confinement for another several months while they await decision on whether they'll be kept there for the next several decades. They're the real threats. Those darn white people saying, "Hey, we don't want to be replaced in our own country." They're the real threats. Thank God the ADL is advising the FBI as to who's the real threat to this society. And it's not the people that are burning down police precincts with abandon. On Saturday night, Trump reportedly called Mitch McConnell a dumb son of a female dog, and Fauci, quote, "so full of crap" at Mar-a-Lago on Saturday night. So, yes, President Donald Trump still telling the truth, despite the media desires that he would simply go away. He did not hold back his ire for Mitch McConnell and Anthony Fauci. And truer words were never said. "You dumb son of a gun, Mitch McConnell." The sole survivor of the mass shooting by former 49s player Philip Adams died. So there's one survivor of the shooting rampage. After Adams took the lives of the entire family, including a prominent doctor, his wife, and their two young grandchildren, in a rampage at their home near the South Carolina city of Rock Hill on Wednesday afternoon. The sixth victim was Robert Shook, 38. He was an air conditioning technician from Cherryville, North Carolina, who was working on the home at the day of the massacre, according to York County Coroner Sabrina Gast. Adams killed Rock Hill physician Robert Leslie, his wife Barbara, two of their grandchildren, as well as two of their grandchildren, 9-year-old Ada Leslie and 5-year-old Noah Leslie, and another air conditioning technician, James Lewis, who was working with Shook at the house. So, black guy slaughters entire family, including two children under the age of 10. This barely made a bleep on mainstream media. This won't be referenced continuously over and over again in the way that it would have been if the races were reversed. There will not be any congressional hearings called to address black terror in the United States. There will not be sweeping military purges to deal with this ongoing concern, when perhaps it should. Perhaps we need to worry about this. Perhaps this is something that has occurred over and over and over again in the last 3 months with no sense of it slowing down whatsoever. But if you run over somebody, you know, during a chaotic melee 5 years ago, that will be used over and over again. Marxist Black Lives founder didn't just buy a $1 million compound. She bought 4 high-end homes complete with airplane hangars. This is the Black Lives Matter co-founder and self-described Marxist, Patrice Khan Kolarz. She bought not just one, but 4 high-end homes, according to a new report. And, of course, the places where she buys her newest home are something like 99.3% white. But it's not a surprise. People are acting like this is some sort of hypocrisy from these people. This is what they want, and this is what they say they want anyway. And they don't care about actually doing things that improve the lives of black people. If they were doing something like that, they would, I don't know, fund school programs that help the black community. They would try to bring businesses into black communities. They would try to help black people start businesses of their own to support themselves. They would maybe work with police, with at-risk young black youth, and helping to direct them away from a life of crime. They're not doing any of that. No. The point is, they want to buy $1 million houses in white neighborhoods. This is the entire point of it. I mean, what have they done to tell it to black people at all? Could anybody tell me what Black Lives Matter has done to actually help black people? I mean, they've defunded the police, and that's resulted in tens of thousands of more black deaths. Tens of thousands of more murders have taken place since the defund the police movement. The majority of those have been black people dying. So they're not helping black people. That's not what it's about. It's about making their money on their grift and then running off to live with white people. This is what it's all about. They're doing exactly what they said they would. Don't be surprised.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com. Promo code Alex and get 10% off.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is American Journal, InfoWars.com. Remember, you can support everything that we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com right now. One of the products that is on sale is Vitamin Mineral Fusion. There it is. You'll get your daily intake value of vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K, thiamine, niacin, vitamin B6, folate, vitamin B12, biotin, all of these at least 100% of your daily value, with the exception of vitamin K and niacin, which are 17 and 63% respectively. But you have vitamin B6 at 588% of your daily intake, and vitamin B12, 4,000% of your daily intake, as well as magnesium, zinc, selenium, copper, manganese, chromium, and moly. I don't even know how to pronounce this one, but I'll tell you it's good for you. That's what I know. Molybdenum. Molybdenum. That's how it's pronounced. Really an incredible way to start every single one of your days, or get a pickup halfway through the day. Drink a nice glass of the Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch with your lunch, and you'll get all of the vitamins you could possibly need. You could literally eat cardboard the rest of the day, and you'd still have your daily necessary value of all of these vitamins. So what a great way to start your day. What a great way to carry your day forward. And, of course, you get that for 40% off. It's back in stock. The Winter Sun Plus, that's also 40% off. But if you buy them together, you get 50% off that Essential Vitamin Combo Pack. 4.9 stars on Google customer reviews. So you know what you're getting is the real deal. And you can get that extra boost of vitamin D3 with Winter Sun Plus. All of that available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We need your help to continue to carry on this war for the fate of humanity, this information war in which we are engaged. By the way, financial giant Merrill Lynch assigns environmental, social, and governance scores, ESG scores, to rate customers, just like the Chinese Communist Party. In 2018, Google helped the Chinese Communists develop a social credit score scoring system. The scoring system, first announced in 2014, rates China's 1 billion citizens based on their behavior and associations. Already, 9 million people with low scores have been blocked from buying tickets for domestic flights and trains. As horrible as this sounds, Silicon Valley tech giants are using a similar system here in the United States. It's clear these giants are colluding to target certain prominent conservatives as well. So we know how this works, right? If you disagree with the Chinese Communist Party, they lower your score. When your score is lowered, you find it impossible to buy a house or build your credit. Even if you want to, I don't know, go to a different city for a better job, you're unable to buy high-speed train tickets. So a trip that would take you something like 3 hours takes you something like 60 hours instead, as you're forced to travel on local trains to get where you want to be, meaning that the lower your score, the more difficult it is to raise your score, meaning that you are in a downward spiral towards de-personhood unless you show overwhelming apologies, overwhelming sorrow for your transgressions, and you work very hard to only say things that the Chinese government approves of. Meanwhile, even your friends will stop helping you because if you have a low social score and they're seen fraternizing with you, it'll lower their social score. So don't expect any help from your friends who themselves will be punished for attempting to assist you. So now it's being implemented here. We're going to see that go ahead and rolled up into our social or our normal credit score now. And we're seeing this rolled out in America as well because no one seems to care. No one seems to be wanting to stand up against it. A heartbreaking photo showing the, quote, hand of God created by nurses for COVID patients. When I think hand of God, I think some sort of medieval tapestry showing divine creation. No, no, this is something else entirely. This is a photo of a elderly man dying alone. And since he cannot be touched by a human being, they fill rubber gloves with hot water and tie that around his hand to simulate human connection in a pathetic, terrifying parody of humanity there that we're being forced into. Retired Special ICE agent Victor Avila films adult migrants exiting a bus at a detention center. Conveniently, every single one of them has a small kid. Isn't that nice? Isn't that great? A bunch of single parents with their single child coming across the border. Certainly, these children aren't kidnapped, right? These aren't victims of migrant child trafficking. The incredible Victor Avila filmed this. He's the author of Agent Under Fire, the harrowing true story of how he fought back against money laundering and unprecedented corruption. While on assignment in Mexico, Special Agent Avila suffered multiple gunshot wounds and survived a violent ambush by the Los Zetas drug cartel. But that has not stopped him, as he has now filmed this incredible footage of one by one, you know, these adult migrants, each one with a single young child with them. How very convenient that is. He'll actually be on with us on Wednesday, Victor Avila. So we'll talk to him about that on Wednesday. U.S. Border Patrol report released on Thursday revealed a stunning 18,800 unaccompanied children crossed our border from Mexico in March, breaking all previous records. The majority of unaccompanied illegal alien children are teenage boys, although without any identification, the age of the children is hard to prove. Why are there so many unaccompanied children crossing our border? Could it be because President Biden has made it impossible for our U.S. border agents to turn away adult illegal aliens if they have a child under the age of 18 accompanying them? Is this not the predictable outcome when you say if you come across our border with a small child, you'll be allowed to stay, you'll be permitted to stay, you'll be granted asylum? What would be your impulse if you were an illegal alien waiting to cross our border? Would it not be smart of you to find a child somehow, whether it's yours or not? Absolutely incredible. Here's a really shocking story. I suppose it shouldn't be with the way that our world is playing out. A judge in Kentucky slams the parents for a child's fear of black men after the three-year-old is scared of black men subsequent to being robbed by two of them. A judge in Kentucky scolded the victims of a crime after their three-year-old daughter was scared of black men as a result of the crime. Jordan and Tommy Gray's three-year-old daughter was watching SpongeBob when two armed men broke into their house on March 21st, 2013, and attempted to rob them at gunpoint. 2 years later, when one of the offenders was about to be sentenced, Jordan wrote in a victim impact statement that her daughter was still in constant fear of black men. Both robbers were African American. Whenever we're running errands, she says, we come across a black male. She holds me tight and begs me to leave. It has affected her friendships at schools and our relationships with African American friends. Tommy Gray wrote that since the crime, his daughter's been terrified of black males and that probation was not sufficient punishment for Gregory Wallace, 27, who's pled guilty to robbery. But when the sentencing occurred, Judge Olu Stevenson went after the victims. He said, this little girl certainly has been victimized, and she can't help the way she feels. My exception is more with her parents, and they're accepting that kind of mentality and fostering those types of stereotypes. Okay, this isn't a stereotype. This actually happened, okay? This wasn't a stereotype. This is a personal experience of hers. I mean, how sick is this? Imagine at 3 years old, some little innocent girl watching cartoons by herself when suddenly her door is kicked in and two black guys with guns storm into her house, traumatizing her for life. And then the judge is like blaming the parents for that. Judge is like, how dare you allow her to be traumatized? It's like, okay. And then just give the guy who traumatized her for life, just give him probation. You know, no need to send him to prison. No need to punish him. Just give him a little probation, have him check in about once a month. And, you know, maybe he'll be free to traumatize more children, ruin more children's lives, destroy more children's trust in, you know, their fellow humans. Just let that continue on and on. He says, do three-year-olds form such generalized stereotypes and racist opinions of others? He wrote, I think not. Perhaps the mother has attributed her own views to her child as a manner of sanitizing them. It's just sick. It really is just a sick thing that's happening. Not, again, from like some sort of rabid, stupid extremist with no education. This guy's a judge, and he's blaming the children, blaming the parents of a child who was traumatized for this. Basically saying, oh, your child was traumatized because black guys busted into her home armed and terrified her to the extent that she's still not over it several years later. Really, what he thinks is happening is that the parents are probably just racist and they're telling their children lies and spreading their discrimination that way. How gross. How disgusting. How typical of the world that we live in now. By the way, the House Democrats are scheduling a debate and vote on reparations for black Americans. So there you go. Maybe taking that family's money and giving it to the people who robbed them will solve things.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. When I tell you to supplement your natural diet so you'll be healthier and fund the InfoWar at the same time, I'm not lecturing you. I eat too much red meat. I drink too much. I work too much. I have my own issues with stress. But I can tell you, without Winter Sun, without Vitamin Mineral Fusion, without Lung Cleanse, all three of which I take every day, I would not be able to continue in what I do. These are amazing products. And if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals, you're not going to be able to function. In fact, you're going to die. That's why people starve for lack of food. These products have it all concentrated in one place for you to make sure that every essential vitamin mineral you need, you get. The D3, the K, in Winter Sun, and all of them together with amino acids in Vitamin Mineral Fusion and then Lung Cleanse. Research it for yourself. It's amazing. They're all 50% off together, 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock for a limited time, and it funds the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Lee Dundas, human rights attorney. Late last week, I am informed a meeting occurred between Orange County Health Officer Dr. Clayton Chow and Orange County Board of Education Superintendent Al Maharas, during which time they apparently tried to find a way to, quote, sidestep and entirely remove informed parental consent for the COVID vaccine and also turn Orange County school campuses into vaccination centers. The COVID-19 vaccine is an experimental medical protocol authorized under the Emergency Use Authorization Act, and as such, you cannot mandate it for anyone, nor can you sidestep informed consent. There is a reason that kids cannot smoke, drive, drink, have sex, vote, or die for this country, and it is because the law says they lack the capacity to understand those decisions, and that applies here more than ever. Hear me loud and hear me well. We will not be morphing our school campuses into COVID vaccine centers for delivery of an experimental medical protocol that killed every damned ferret in the last animal study they did until such time they had to abandon that study, and then they didn't even do the study this time around because we are the study. The last time humans launched a plan like this to conduct experimental medical protocols on vulnerable populations was in Joseph Mengele's direction. He was an MD known as the Angel of Death, okay? And he was part of the SS, and in 1943, he was assigned to Auschwitz, where he saw an opportunity to conduct gene research, quote, focused primarily on children with no regard for the health or safety of the victims. This is off the internet. You can Google it. You know what else is gene research? Experimental COVID vaccines with the trans gene inside of it. If you don't believe me, go pull the EUA application for the J&J shot. I come from a long line of Eastern Europeans, Hungarians, and Romanian groups that fled the persecution of the Red Terror communist death squads in the early 1900s, and those of us who didn't make it to America ended up facing the Nazi death squads in the lesser-known Holocaust that was the Romani Holocaust. There is a reason my daughter is named Katia. Her Romani great-grandmother was Caterina Cioma, and I, for one, have not forgotten the lessons of our history. The Third Reich did not end with experiments on children, nor when those children died. The Third Reich ended in 1946 when we put the doctors who committed these human experiments on trial in Nuremberg, and then we put them to death. It ended with the adoption of the Nuremberg Code so we would never repeat the sins of history. And it states, and I quote, the voluntary consent of this human subject is absolutely essential. Dr. Chow and Dr. Maharas, you are hereby on notice. Last week, you appear to have knowingly hatched a plan to sidestep and or violate international, federal, and state law, not just the Nuremberg informed consent language, but also the black letter law of the EUA, as well as California state law, which punishes, and I quote, the willful failure to obtain a subject's informed consent by imprisonment in county jail for 1 year or the imposition of a $50,000 fine or both. Through the planned insertion of experimental gene-altering protocols onto the very children, you were elected and charged with protecting. And tonight we are asking the Board of Education for an immediate letter of censure to these individuals. And if they don't resign, for an immediate notice of termination. And that letter also needs to go to the professional boards because they have no business being in these positions. So help me God, the people of Orange County will hold this policy to account.
Your time is up.
Ooh. I'm aware.
That's what we need, folks. Human rights lawyer goes off on California Board of Education for wanting to secretly vaccinate children. Absolutely. That is the type of energy that we need in this country. Telling people that we will not submit to experimental injections being secretly administered to our children and mandated by our corporate overlords. Absolutely. I mean, again, a year ago. 1 year ago, would you ever expect this to happen? Of course not. A year ago, we knew what was going to happen. We called this all exactly. I mean, verbatim, piece by piece, point by point, step by step, we told you how it was going to take place. So we knew it was going to happen. But the rapidity by which it has been implemented is really unimaginable. And the willingness of the American public just to go along with this. And they literally think like they're the smart ones. They're like, all these stupid anti-vaxxers. They don't want the government injecting them with an experimental vaccine that hasn't been approved by the FDA and hasn't gone through the required trials to see what the side effects are. They're idiots. We're the smart ones. Go ahead and inject me with whatever the hell you want, government.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We'll go out to your phone calls momentarily. We got Max in Kansas, Tom in Illinois, and Carlos in Texas on deck. So be prepared, fellas, for your commentary. First, I want to cover this story briefly. Pope Francis calls for global governance and vaccines for all. Pope Francis has officially called for global governance and held up the goal of universal vaccines in an April 4th letter, a letter in which God is mentioned only once, but vaccines mentioned three times. The letter was sent to the spring 2021 virtual meeting between the globalist World Bank and International Monetary Fund and delivered through Peter Cardinal Turkson, prefect of the Holy See's something for promoting integral human development. In the letter, the Pope says the COVID-19 pandemic forced the world to confront a series of grave and interrelated socioeconomic, ecological, and political crises. Francis brought up one of his favorite topics, climate change, claiming we are, in fact, in debt to nature itself, as well as the people and countries affected by human-induced ecological degradation and biodiversity loss. Francis's language sounds familiar to that of globalist founder of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, who designed the anti-Catholic Great Reset, a plan heavily dependent on a green financial agenda. Francis has sent addresses to WEF already four times during his 8 years as a pope and permitted a Vatican roundtable at the World Economic Forum's annual Swiss conference site, Davos. Pope Francis also refers to the secular fraternity outlined in his recent encyclical Fratelli Tutti and calls for a justly financed vaccine solidarity, which according to him is necessary to fulfill the law of love and health of all. Here, he continues, I reiterate my call to government leaders, businesses, and international organizations to work together to providing vaccines for all, especially the most vulnerable and needy. Pope Francis recently called for a new world order, and according to the letter, this world order should be globalist, he said. Quote, there remains an urgent need for a global plan that can create or regenerate existing institutions, particularly those of global governance, and help build new networks of international relations for advancing the integral human development of all peoples. Bunch of weird, complicated vocabulary to essentially call for global governance and mandated vaccines worldwide. And of course, this is on top of him joining a group designed by Lynn de Rothschild and headed by Mark Benioff. So this is all just part and parcel with the plan. This is all exactly in line with what the Great Reset means, in addition to the hundreds of massive billion-trillion-dollar multinational corporations coming together to override the legislative decisions of American states. It's the great merger. They're all coming together, everybody from the World Economic Forum to the Catholic Church, the big banks, the big corporations, the spy agencies, big tech, banking institutions themselves, all coming together to create a supranational world order of corporate interests and install a neo-feudalism where those loyal to the New World Order will be rewarded and celebrated, and those who attempt to resist it will, like, you know, those that are against the Chinese communist government there in China, they'll find themselves incapable of even so much as purchasing their own property. This is the stated goal. You'll own nothing. You'll have no privacy. Oh, but you'll be happy. When they say that, obviously what they mean is that they are consolidating the rights of ownership and privacy to themselves alone. They'll still have privacy. They'll still have property. They'll still own everything. You won't. You'll own nothing. Everything you own will be consumable. It will be gone within a month. You'll be allowed to own clothes. You'll be allowed to own plastic food. You'll be allowed to rent a car. You'll rent your phone. You'll rent your house. And you'll rent it from the same company from which you work or for which you work. It's the Amazon plan. It's the paradigm of the company store, now on global scale and with the full backing and blessing of even our most corrupted religious institutions like the Vatican. Truly incredible. Let's go now out to your phone calls. Who has been hanging on the longest? Let's go to Carlos in Texas. Thanks for calling in. Carlos, you are on the air, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Harrison?
Pretty good, in a way.
Awesome, man. Yeah, all right, yes, sir. No, I was actually just calling because earlier you had that question with what's the most, kind of like the most impending
threat to our species, yeah.
Correct. Yeah, so I my personal opinion is government corruption, just primarily just because you can have good politicians if they're actually not bought off, if they're actually can stick to their guns, but most of them are paid off by special interest groups, and everything that they take in and that they do against the people, for some reason it's weird to see people going along with it, even though they know it's completely moronic.
Yeah, a lot of this other stuff wouldn't be possible if we had a functional government that actually cared about protecting the American people. So yeah, short of that, it's like everything else is allowed to happen because we have a completely corrupted government that is interested only in its self-perpetuation and aggrandizement. I mean, I honestly can't think of what the government has done in a positive way in the last several decades, really, if we want to get into it. But, you know, at least in the last little while, nothing they do is for our benefit. Nothing they do is for our protection. Nothing they do is for our prosperity or health or ability to pursue happiness. It's all destroying that. Every single thing they implement is taking your money to give it to one of their friends, to send it to an organization whose entire purpose is to lobby the government for more. So it's just this self-perpetuating feedback loop of theft going on in the American government. And you're exactly right. I mean, what are the Democrats doing now? They're launching boards, committees to investigate the concept of reparations, which we all know what that means, plain and simple. You're just going to tax white people to pay black people because other white people and other black people had conflict in the past. Okay, that makes no sense at all, but that's what they're focused on. What else are they focused on? Well, they're very interested in investigating Matt Gaetz, and that's a whole other issue, right? You have, instead of the Department of Justice having to acquire, you know, enough evidence to then present a case of criminal activity against somebody and then go to court and allow that person to defend themselves with equal vigor by which they're being prosecuted. And not anymore. No. Now the Department of Justice just has to open an investigation on some baseless and vague allegations, and then they leak those allegations to the media, and then the Democrats use the revelation of the investigation in the media to launch their own investigation to go after him even harder. And they've done this over and over and over again. They're not interested in helping the American people. They're not creating new committees to try to build prosperity. No. Their purpose of being there and every ounce of their energy is devoted to destroying their political opponents and giving their political friends more money. That's all they do. That's all they're concerned about. And they're doing it one by one, piece by piece. And they're, again, only allowed to do this because the Republicans in power do nothing to fight back against it. They did it with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They attempted to expel her from the Congress. They robbed her of all of her positions on committees over absolutely nothing, over literally liking things on Facebook. Well, she liked this statement that we disagree with. We better kick her out of the government, right? And the Republicans go right along with this. They're doing it to Matt Gaetz. They've attempted to get Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley and Louis Gohmert and several others kicked out of the government for simply saying that there were suspicious activities on November 3rd that should be investigated. If we want to actually have fair and free elections, we should know if our elections now are being manipulated somehow. But they tried to kick him out of power for that. So Republicans just go along with this, right? They're happy to agree that January 6th was an insurrection. They're happy to agree that Marjorie Taylor Greene represents an existential threat to the United States. They're happy to go along with the persecution of Matt Gaetz based on unfounded, unconfirmed, alleged allegations from the DOJ. It's absurd.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support, InfoWarsStore.com. It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, an additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Let's go directly out to your phone calls once again. Let's go to Tom in Illinois, who has what he thinks is the biggest threat that we face right now. Carlos in Texas says our biggest threat is government corruption. In part because it allows all of the other stuff to continue and to be carried out. But Tom in Illinois has a different thing he thinks is the biggest threat, but perhaps for a similar reason. Thanks for calling in, Tom. You're on the air.
All right. So, Harrison, thanks for taking my call. I want to say the greatest threat that I see as our future is the attack on the children. We are dealing with child abuse like I've never seen it before. In Illinois, they don't, you know, they barely get chances to take the, you know, they have mask breaks and they have situations where they can take their masks off for certain periods of the day. But it goes way deeper than that. What Governor Pritzker is currently doing is he's setting up situations where they're now making rules for teachers, such as the cultural learning standards that we now are going to have to teach by 2025. But he's not even doing that through a legislative process. He's doing that through situations like what he does through what's called a JCAR committee. It's a joint committee on administrative rules. So basically, Governor Pritzker is like a king in his court. He's setting up situations in which you know, he doesn't even have a full legislative body. He has like a membership of 12 people that are now working in unison with the Illinois State Board of Education to come up with these cultural responsive learning standards. And what that will do in the future is it will create a system to where and it already is. I've been through multiple colleges and they're not even teaching to the fullest extent how to teach your children. They're teaching new incoming teachers more about cultural relations more than they are teaching strategies on how to educate your children. Right. So instead of learning logic, they will be learning, just kind of nonsense that, you know, won't have any bearing on your children's future. It would just be fluff.
Yeah. They learn about critical race theory and all that sort of stuff. You know, this is what happens when you have an ideology like communism take over. I mean, this is the snowball effect. You have people, it doesn't matter what position they're in, they use whatever power they're given to perpetuate their ideology. So, you know, I was saying on Twitter, like, you put I said conservative, but, you know, just an honorable, normal person, you put an honorable, normal person in charge of fixing the roads, let's say, they're going to fix the roads. They're going to do everything they can, and all the power that they're given through their position, they're going to put towards fixing the roads, and hopefully they'll do a good job. You put an ideologue in charge, they're not going to fix the roads. They're going to start a campaign and spend millions of dollars telling you that the roads are racist, and the potholes appear more in low-income neighborhoods than high-income neighborhoods, and how that's wrong, and how you need to vote for them to decrease increase equity of road conditions. So they don't do any work into actually fixing the roads. They don't actually do their job. They turn everything that they're, you know, tasked with towards perpetuating their own ideology. So you put these people in charge of education. They're not actually interested in educating their kids. They're interested in how do we now use this education platform that we have to indoctrinate more children. You put them, heck, it even goes to corporations now. It's not about, you know, movies. Well, we're going to make a movie. Well, are you interested in telling the best story? No. Now we have the eyes of America. We have the millions of dollars to put towards a project. We're not interested in telling a good story. We're interested in using that to perpetuate our propaganda. So it doesn't, I mean, any governmental position or any even private position that these ideologues get into, whatever the purpose of that position is cast aside, thrown down, put to second or third priority list where the first priority becomes propagating your ideology and increasing, you know, the amount of adherence that you have. And so it is a snowball effect. So the more, you know, the Department of Education focuses on not educating, but spreading divisive critical race theory or, you know, whatever other break off aspect of this socialist communist ideology that they want to put forward, then you're going to get more people with that ideology coming out of the education system and then becoming teachers and then teaching more about that. And then so you get more people coming out of the education system as brainwashed, propagandized ideologues who then go into positions of power and use their positions to create more ideologues. It has nothing to do with how good of a person you are at whatever the position is supposed to be doing. It's all about propagating their ideology. So it's completely destructive. It's completely a negative feedback loop. But this is the inevitable consequence, whether it was Nazism in Germany or communism in Russia. We've seen this play out time and time again. This is exactly what happens. So it's not a big surprise for me, but I like your answer that, you know, our biggest threat right now is this feedback loop, ongoing, you know, whirlpool down towards the depths of ideological indoctrination and away from the actual purpose of education, which would be to, you know, educate people. Thanks for calling in, Tom. Let's go to Jacqueline. Is it Jacqueline in Texas? You want to talk about Texit? Thanks for calling in, Jacqueline. You are on the air.
Hey, Harrison. I had called before to talk about Texit.
Sure.
And since then, we were weather bombed here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone I've talked to knows that that was an evil, man-made kind of experience, and I feel like it was almost directed at us because we were talking about Texas and to like kind of demoralize us.
Right. It was, right. It was what came out of it was people saying, see, Texas can't handle a little winter storm. They need federal intervention. They need to have the federal government come in and tell them how to operate because they can't, even though it was like literally a once in a lifetime, once in a 100-year freak winter storm, which, yeah, almost certainly is the consequence of massive countries around the globe engaging in weather manipulation and vastly altering the climate purposefully through cloud seeding and, you know, radio waves and all sorts of other techniques to disbalance the very carefully balanced ecology and weather systems. So it's like, you know, it's literally like saying, well, you know, you can't be in charge anymore because it flooded during a once in a lifetime hurricane. It's like, okay, look, you're going to have problems when you have a once in a lifetime freak weather event that you weren't prepared for. You know, you had people in Texas being like, why don't, here you see a front loader here pushing snow, but people were asking like, why don't we have, you know, snow plow machines out to clear the cities? It's like, what you expect for 50 years, snow plows to be sitting in garages all around Texas, just waiting for that once in a lifetime thing to happen. No, it would be absurd to make preparations for something that only happens once in 100 years. Sure, you could be a little bit better at, you know, emergency response and have, you'd have water stores, you know, in place for distribution. You could have things in place that may be a little bit better than we have. But to use that as some sort of an excuse to attempt to denigrate Texas and knock us down is totally absurd. Yeah, Chuck Schumer blames climate change on that and basically blames Texas for being a victim. They love victim blaming, don't they? The Democrats just absolutely love taking when bad things happen to conservative people and trying to frame that as, ha, if you'd only listen to us, you wouldn't be in this issue. It's your fault you're a victim. It's your fault you got COVID. It's your fault you got hit by a winter storm. It's your fault that your family was murdered by a black guy.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's hard to believe that we're already into the middle of April, and our borders collapsing, and world governments being announced, and Joe Biden's coming after our guns and trying to start a war with Russia, but told China they could take over Hong Kong and Taiwan. So China's done a blockade around Taiwan and is threatening to invade Hong Kong. They already sent troops into Hong Kong. This is madness. And our government's been hijacked now by these globalists, and they're trying to shut us down. They took our sponsors away a long time ago. But you sponsor us by buying products direct. So these are already great products you need. Whether it's Vitamin Refusion back in stock, or whether it's Winter Sun, or whether it's Lung Cleanse, they're all 40% off individually, 50% off when you order them in combos or together. But regardless, it funds the InfoWar, which is the reason you win. So this critical time in history with all this craziness happening, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to remind you, these are products you and your family already need, and they fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So take advantage of these products today. Find them at InfoWarsStore.com.
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Folks, there's a new announcement from DARPA that they've developed a sensor that you can be injected underneath your skin that will tell you if you're sick. You think you're fine, you think you're walking around without a care in the world, but no, they'll install a, as they put it, check engine light to tell you, no, you're actually sick and you must be vaccinated immediately. Here is a segment from 60 Minutes where they explain this wonderful new technology.
Dr. Hepburn showed us a few current projects. Some sound like they're from an episode of Star Trek. Consider a ship like the USS Theodore Roosevelt, hobbled last year when 1,271 crew members tested positive for the coronavirus. What if everyone on board had their health monitored with this subdermal implant, now in late-stage testing? It's not some dreaded government microchip to track your every move, but a tissue-like gel engineered to continuously test your blood.
It's a sensor.
This tiny green thing in there?
That tiny green thing in there, you put it underneath your skin, and what that tells you is that there are chemical reactions going on inside the body, And that signal means you're going to have symptoms tomorrow.
Wow. There's an actual transmitter in that?
Yeah, it's like a check engine light.
Check this sailor out before he infects other people.
That's right.
Sailors would get the signal, then self-administer a blood draw and test themselves on site.
Look at that.
We can have that information in 3 to 5 minutes. As you truncate that time, as you diagnose and treat, what you do is you stop the infection in its tracks.
Isn't that incredible? He's just like, it's not some dreaded government chip to track your every movement. It's a subdermal implant to constantly monitor your body's functions. It's like, oh, okay. I'm an idiot. I believe you. It's not the thing you fear. It's the thing you fear phrased a different way. Thanks, scumbag. No thanks. I'm not going to have a subdermal implant monitoring my bodily functions and telling me that I'm sick when I don't feel sick. It's just amazing, isn't it, what they think they can get away with these days. What they can get away with, what we allow them to get away with these days. It's absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. Let's go back out to the phone calls. We have Max in Kansas, who has an answer to what he thinks the biggest threat to the American people is these days. Thanks for calling in, Max. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison. I hope you're doing well. And to the answer to your question, I gotta say it's gotta be our border crisis.
Mm.
Because it's just such a complex thing. You know, you have the drug dealers, the gangs, the human traffickers, the murderers. And on top of that, you have terrorists from the Middle East seeking to do harm to this country. And on that, I think that we can all acknowledge that we, the United States, have created terrorists. You know, with our drone strikes, our airstrikes, bombings, combat, and et cetera. And,
also
know,
by, I've you know, seen... directly funding them, you know, through ISIS and Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's all admitted now. Yeah, we've created terrorists in the, you know, one step removed sense, in that we've attacked innocent people for no reason and radicalized them and killed their family and, you know, given, as they perceive it, no choice but to attack us back. But we've also actively funded these so-called moderate rebels and these sorts of things in Syria, which are just essentially ISIS. We funded Al-Qaeda. So, yeah, Max, we've definitely created terrorists. I think you're exactly right on that point.
That's exactly right. And, you know, and specifically on whose, you know, fault it is, you know, it started back with H.W. Bush, Clinton, and through the years, Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr., and then Barack Obama, and then now Joe Biden, you know, first within weeks of his presidency in the last couple months, you know, we've not only with the airstrike in Syria, but, you know, we're just funneling troops back there. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's whether it's the awful excuse of weapons of mass destruction or oil, you know, if it's those people's fault for us being there in the first place with the terrorists and the MS-13 types of gangs, the traffickers and the murderers and criminals, it's doing extreme amounts of damage to this nation than what I think people would want to really acknowledge. It's got to be the worst part.
Yeah, I have to agree with you in a certain way. That's funny. We've had three callers with three different answers as to what our biggest threat is: government corruption, now the open border, and I can't remember what the education system. Yeah, public education. So it's like, you know, when you can't decide what the biggest threat to your country is, but all three threats are directly related to people in power in our government attacking our own people, we have a major issue here. Thanks so much for the call, Max. Hey, Max, are you the 15-year-old that messaged me on Twitter the other day to say what's up? Hey, how you doing, man? Hope things are going well. Hope you're not too bogged down in school on this Monday.
Thanks, I really appreciate that. I'm not feeling too well. That's why I'm home right now and got the opportunity to call. But yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, hopefully you feel better and keep up the good work, my friend. All right. Let's go to Linda in Minnesota. She says she has a different answer for the biggest threat. All right, we've got public education, the border, and government corruption. Linda from Minnesota, what is your answer to our biggest threat?
Good morning, Harrison. I feel that the biggest threat is the media.
Mm.
The lies. I live in Minnesota near Fargo, North Dakota, and everyone believes the local news, the national news, the cable. They believe all this stuff. And I try to explain what's actually going on to my family and friends, and they think I'm crazy. They watch the local news. They're ingesting all this stuff, and they're not capable of critical thinking. They don't understand what they're seeing is just bullcrap. And it's really difficult. It's really difficult to open people's eyes to show them that what they're seeing is not real.
Right. Yeah. I mean, what can you do to fight back against that? Because it is a major problem. And it's like, to these people, it's just like, well, why would, you know, my trusted local news anchor lie about this or whatever? And it's like, they're not the ones deciding what they're talking about. They're being told what to talk about. And the owners of the stations are all collaborating together. But then you have like these things go viral, like the number one post ever on Reddit, I'm pretty sure still to this day, is, you know, this example of it showed like 100 different local news stations all saying exactly the same thing in exactly the same way. And so it's like, in a way, they have to sort of know that the news is corrupt, right? They know a little bit that what they're being told isn't the truth. Or do they just buy it all? And I mean, I try to put myself in these people's mindsets and figure out, you know, how they see the world so we can figure out how to approach them and how to open their minds to the fact that, you know, they're not just not being told the truth, they're actively being told lies. I mean, what do you do with people like this that just, if it's on the news, they believe it and they think that these institutions are somehow not corrupt, even though they very clearly are?
Well, I think what I need to do is show them the actual videos of the what's right.
Yeah.
I have to pull it out, and you know, maybe they'll believe it then.
The thing is
with the First Amendment, even if you do put stuff out like on the internet, you get censored.
Mm-hmm.
They take it down. You know, just like banned TV. That's what really woke me up to what was going on when they started censoring people, the First Amendment. You know, I just was shocked that they were doing that to people.
Yeah.
And now they're going for the Second Amendment. I mean,
they're using the Bill of Rights like a checklist of things to destroy.
And people don't see it. It's like, you don't see what's happening, you know? And the media, I think the media is to blame.
Yeah. Well, you know, all of these things are intertwined, aren't they? I mean, you know, people talk about government corruption. Well, government corruption is allowed to persist because we have a media that's in bed with them and doesn't call them on it. Because that happens, you know, the border chaos goes on and the media covers that up. So it's like all of these problems are intertwined.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com. Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well, at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. Tom Papper will be joining me in the third hour. We'll be taking your calls as well. The question I asked earlier in the morning is, what do you think the biggest threat that we face right now is? And it's very interesting, all of these answers and how they intertwine with each other. Some of the answers we've received is that it's the education system, the border collapse being our biggest threat, government corruption, corporate media. And it's like one can't exist without the other, can it? You have this education system putting out people with the inability to think critically, which allows them to be tricked and lied to by the mainstream media, which is not doing its job and actually allowing the proliferation of government corruption, which in and of itself turns the function of the American government towards and against the American people, which takes the form in the most egregious manner. With the border collapse and the importation of hundreds of thousands of foreigners who cross our border and suddenly are bused to far corners of the United States to be housed in places that formerly, you know, had foster children or, you know, tried to build rockets to the moon. No, all of that must go to the side as we now not just welcome, but actually go out and, you know, actively seek people to come into our country by the hundreds of thousands. So one can't really resist without the other. If we had a decent media, they would actually report on and help to ferret out the government corruption. If we had a decent government, not full of people that literally hate America, I mean, it's not even an exaggeration. Like, these people despise America. They despise the people that built America, and they're attempting to destroy it. And if we didn't have that, we wouldn't have the border crisis. And if our education system was up to snuff, if our education system actually produced intelligent, conscientious, critical thinking people, then none of this would be an issue. So it's all one big Gordian knot of stupidity that has allowed us to get to this point.
So I don't know what the biggest threat is when all of these threats are working in perfect coordination with one another. I guess that's why we have terms like the globalist, because that explains so much of everything that we see. Who makes up the corporate media? All the globalists do. Who controls the government? Well, they're globalist agents, especially the deep state aspect of it. Who has opened the border? Well, I'll give you a hint. It wasn't nationalists. That's for damn sure. And what is behind the drive to replace the actual, you know, logic and reason and mathematics and science and literature and history? What's caused the replacement of that with critical theory, critical race theory, and all this other progressive nonsense being indoctrinated into our children these days? Well, it's the globalist forces behind everything else. So there really is one big threat against America, and it's the anti-Americans, especially those that exist now in our halls of power. Truly incredible. Let's go to Johnny in Denmark, who has a comment about Prince Philip. Thanks for calling in, Johnny. Your comment on the dead prince.
Yeah, Harrison. Thanks for Friday and the resulting video that you put on band.video featuring my approximate 7-minute phone call. It came out really nicely. For reference, it was the history of depopulation. Viral caller, I guess that's me, weighs out depopulation. It's gotten 19,000 views so far, which is great. Yeah, you had the last word on that one, which is fine, but I just wanted to just mention in reference to that, that your conclusion was pretty much, I don't know if you watched that Webster Tarpley video on which it was based, The Elite Plan for Global Extermination Exposed, but your summation was a large part of his summation, which was human challenge has always been, and we've always risen to it, either adapt or perish.
Right.
Just before I get on to the next point, one particularly salient example of that was in the World Agricultural Conference of the UN in December 1974, where Tarpley went and pointed that out and was kicked out of the conference. And the Russian delegate to that conference pointed out that with existing technology at that time, off the shelf, already developed, they could sustain 35 billion people.
Right.
Now imagine more it would be now. So again, we're being, you know, seriously gaslit there. The other resource I mentioned there, but I didn't really get into it in that call, was the video on and off YouTube, currently on, but who knows, but it's in other places too, particularly DuckDuckGo, which is Royal Babylon, the criminal history of the British monarchy. And it has some rather stunning facts. I can't go over all of them because, you know, it's about 94 minutes long.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things. Yeah, thanks so much for the suggestion. I'll have to check that out. That's one of the things, you know, I was confused because there were a lot of right-wing commentators on Twitter, like, celebrating Prince Philip. And it was like, who do you think these people are? And how do you not realize that for the last 150 years, at least, the Royal House of England has been the primary vessel through which the globalists have operated ever since literally the Battle of Waterloo, and Nathaniel Rothschild using his information about the Battle of Waterloo to completely dominate and take over and pretty much own the entirety of the British economy. And then 100 years later, you have World War One. At the end of World War One, the only royal house still standing in Europe was the British royal family. I mean, the Kaiser abdicated and was killed. The Tsar in Russia was overthrown and Bolshevism implemented there. I mean, at the end of World War One, you had every single noble royal house in Europe collapse, and the only one left standing was England. And it just so happened to be the one carrying out the orders of the globalists. So anybody supporting the royal family apparently has no concept of the history of how that family has been used to carry out the nefarious plans of everybody who hates Western civilization itself and has helped to carry it out. And this guy, Prince Philip, has lived for 99 years. These 99 years have been the most destructive 99 years for pretty much any empire in history. I mean, even Rome didn't fall as quickly as the British Empire. that over the last 100 years, the empire itself has not only collapsed, but the nation of Britain has been completely swarmed and overwhelmed by forces that are completely opposed to the traditional British people. So you can celebrate Prince Philip all you want. I'm here to let you know the man was a key player in the destruction of his own nation and should never be forgiven for that, in my opinion. Let's thanks so much for the call, Johnny. Let's go to Larry in Virginia before we finish out this hour. Thanks for calling in. Larry, you were on the air, sir.
Yeah, first I want to talk about the InfoWars store product. Okay. The listeners need to go there and support you all.
Thank you.
They just got some money from the government, and they need to do what I did. I went and bought the 6-month supply, food supply, and I bought some other products. And then the other day, I went back and I went and signed up for AutoShip.
Fantastic.
People need to get these products.
Well, I so appreciate it, sir, and I completely agree with you. It's people like you that help us stay on air and help us continue this fight and help us send people down to the border like we're doing right now. We'll have a crew on the border reporting live and coming out with more great reports this week as we continue to cover the collapse of the United States. I'd love to help you. I'd love to have you go on for 2 more minutes praising the InfoWars store, but we're running out of time, and I want to get to your the point of your phone call, which is Black Lives Matter, the purge of the military, and Antifa. So what are your thoughts on that, Larry? Thank you so much for the plug, though.
Well, I've seen videos of Antifa and Black Lives Matter destroying people's trucks driving down the road.
Mm.
And one gentleman got out to protect his vehicle, and they were spraying stuff on him, and he pulled his weapon out. And then a cop comes across the road and arrests him.
Right.
That's destruction.
Yep.
Of property. Was these people arrested for destroying property?
Certainly not. No, you're exactly right. We've seen it time and time again. You have Black Lives Matter attacking people. Those people actually tried to defend themselves, and suddenly here swoop in the cops. I mean, it's like literally the cops are just sitting there, standing mere feet away, letting Black Lives Matter completely destroy things. I mean, literally, at this point in Portland, Antifa was just standing on the side of the road throwing rocks at passing cars. I mean, you can see video of windows shattering as they drive past Antifa. Totally deadly attacks. I mean, throwing rocks at cars that are driving past at 30, 40 miles an hour, that's an attack with a deadly weapon. And the police aren't even stopping them. Oh, but if the guy steps out and says, you know, I'm going to hurt you for attacking my car, then the cops will swarm in. Then you'll be arrested. Then they'll step in. It's completely backwards and unsustainable.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe
for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. You're watching American Journal on Infowars.com and band.video. You can share these links. You can help us spread the word. You can help us fight back against the onslaught that humanity itself is facing. You know, I've heard a lot of talk about what people think the biggest threat to our survival is. Some people saying corporate media, some people saying government corruption, other people saying the border collapse or even the education system is our biggest threat. You know, I'm pointing out how these all are intertwined with each other, one and all. But it is interesting, isn't it? You can almost pick any major industry, any major organization in America. And it's in the running for the biggest threat, right? You can say it's the governmental organization, which is doing everything it can to destroy the American people, to rob us, to pay people who hate us. That's the entire government. I mean, there's almost nobody excepted from that, right? Nobody excluded from that designation of some sort of organ of the government operating against the interest of the American people. That's the government. You could say the corporate world. You now have hundreds of corporations coming together, massive trillion-dollar multinational corporations run by billionaires who are now using their economic power to subvert and override the will of the people as expressed through the legislative process. Why even have a legislative process if you can just overrun it by extorting the people of Georgia or the people of anywhere else in the United States? And just say, hey, we're going to bankrupt your entire city if you dare to put forward this law that we, your corporate overlords, disapprove of. So that's two pretty major factions here. You got the government, you got corporations, both of them posing existential threats to the people of America. But why not throw the education system in there? Why not throw the food system in there? I mean, heck, if you really want to talk about what our biggest threat is, what about the fact that scientists say our fertility is dropping at an exponential rate to the tune of complete extinction by 2045. They say by 2045, fertility will have reached zero and we'll be incapable of reproducing because of the chemicals in our food and our water. What about that being an existential threat? What about the existential threat of world war against the combined might of Iran, China, and Russia? China alone could wipe us out without ever firing a shot by simply cutting off our supply of pharmaceutical medicines or, you know, food shipments. I mean, we get so much from China. China could just cut us off. I mean, they would have trouble too because, you know, we're the place where they sell all this stuff, but they'll find business elsewhere. They can sell it to other people. They can sell it to themselves. They can manufacture money out of thin air. They've just come out with the first digital currency, which means currency, you know, based on nothing. So what about that as an existential threat? What about, you know, nuclear exchanges with China or a war, world war that we get wrapped up in that suddenly, you know, reignites the draft and people like myself will be, you know, hauled away from our lives to go fight to protect Taiwan or something while there's hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants pouring across our border. I mean, what institution in America can you not point to as an existential threat to our nation? Is there one that's working for us? Is there one that isn't subverting our lifestyle and attempting to destroy us? Big tech, one of the primary movers, the spy state, the intelligence agencies, even the military at this point is operating against us. You can't. You can't point to a single major institution in America and say, they're working for us. They're helping us. They're preventing our destruction. It's the exact opposite. Every single faction of our society is committing suicide, is trying to destroy the people that aren't the billionaires in charge. Every single institution, every single faction, all aim towards you.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back. Our third hour has begun. We have more and more people calling in to tell us what they think the biggest threat to our nation is. We're going to go first to Vinny in Long Island and Victor in Arizona and Henry in Chicago, who have all been holding for a little while. So we want to get their input and let them put the phone down. But I appreciate you guys holding. I appreciate you calling in. We're getting a lot of calls today, so I'm trying to get through them as quickly as possible. Let's go to Vinny in Long Island. Thank you so much for calling. Vinny, you are on the air.
Harrison, how you doing, buddy?
Good, thank you.
Sure. Well, I think that there's a lot that we have coming, and this is more than just, as I just heard you say, going to Taiwan and defending the country. This is Great Reset, the tyrannical takeover. Mm. And the only way that we could stop this is that we wake everybody up, we spread the message by letting everybody know, go to Infowars.com, hear what you have to say, hear what we the people have to say, and we need to band together and get the message across, especially up here, man. You have no idea.
Right.
New York is flooded. Oh, my goodness. It's crazy up here. It's crazy. There, nobody knows. Everybody's asleep. It's a shame.
It's really unimaginable. You know, there's like people I listen to, like podcasts I listen to of people in New York, and it's like they kind of get things, like they'll say things that aren't PC or they aren't, you know, in line with them. But then it's like if they actually express their beliefs, it's perfectly in line with CNN. It's perfectly in line with MSNBC. I mean, these people are like on the cusp of being free thinkers. They're on the cusp of like recognizing that everything around them is a lie. They're just on the edge of being able to understand this because they're suspicious, they're skeptical, they aren't willing to just go along with the flow, and yet they can't make that leap. They can't make that next step that actually allows them to think something alternative to what the mainstream is. So it's like all they need is that little push, that little nudge. How do we give them that, Vinny?
Honestly, it starts, like I said, by we the people, and we have to spread the message. I every day make sure that I get on all my social media platforms to, you know, keep the message alive. And, you know, people, when they hear it, they finally, you know, they start to listen, and we have to keep the message active. And another huge thing, by the way, I just heard DMX. I don't know if you heard about his – well, everybody heard about his death. I heard just now – I just had a post. I'll read it to you. Related possibly to the Pfizer vaccine.
Right.
He actually got the vaccine in mid-March, and now they're saying that something like – I'll read it. There it goes. DMX received COVID vaccine days before heart attack. Family says no drugs. DMX family member told MTO News DMX got the vaccine when they opened it up to people over 50. He got it so that he could travel and perform, stuff like that. New York State opened up the COVID-19 vaccination for people over the age of 50 in mid-March, and the family members suspect that DMX's heart attack could have been a reaction to the vaccine. Family members explained, everyone keeps saying that DMX had a drug overdose. How do they know? I'm in the family, and no doctor told me anything about an overdose.
Yeah, so I saw that headline as well, people saying it was an overdose that killed DMX, and now you're saying his family is saying he didn't do drugs, and the doctor never mentioned drugs being an aspect of his death. And so it's, you know, more likely just basic logic that, you know, what did him in was the fact that he'd very recently gotten the vaccine.
Exactly, sir. You got it right on the money.
Yeah. Very interesting. I would not be surprised. There's a story at Infowars.com. Rapper DMX received COVID jab before suffering fatal heart attack. Wow. Incredible. It's happening. It literally happens constantly. I personally know more people who have suffered, you know, really drastic, severe side effects from the vaccine than I know people who got COVID. I know, I think, two, maybe three people that actually got COVID. They all recovered within a week and are totally fine now. But I know at least six people who have had major severe reactions to the vaccine, everything from like just being sick for a week with COVID-like symptoms to like their arm hurting for 2 weeks after, to people literally having stroke and dying, and the doctor saying it was because of the vaccine. I mean, way more people do I know who have gotten the vaccine and gotten severe side effects than ever actually got COVID. Everything is so backwards and nonsensical these days. It's almost hard to maintain your own sanity. Thanks for calling in, Vinny. Let's go to Victor in Arizona, who has a comment about the vaccines and COVID as well. Thanks for calling in, Victor. You are on the air.
Yeah. Good morning, Harrison. I got a friend who his whole family has had the COVID virus already, and yet they're still interested in taking this vaccine, which is crazy to me. I mean, it should be out there that vitamin D can assist us in fighting off a virus like this. I personally started taking Winter Sun, and I ordered some vitamin mineral fusion with the Winter Sun, the package deal. Because why put yourself at risk with this weird,
untested, unapproved vaccine? And
exactly.
I mean, especially if you've already gotten the virus, then you have the immunity, you have the antibodies, your body's immune system is more attuned to COVID-19 and more capable of fighting it off than you would get if you got the vaccine. Here's a couple of headlines, because I thank you for pointing this out, Victor. Study, Moderna immunity wanes in 6 months, but it's still protective. So they say, essentially, if you get the Moderna vaccine, you will perhaps not have immunity 6 months in. Which, again, we told you this. Like, this is not a surprise for us, but now it's being reported by things like Boston 25 News. And they say, yeah, you know, 6 months in, it actually doesn't really protect you anymore. Neutralizing antibodies maybe will linger for 1 or 2 years, but, you know, that's about it. So, you know, if you fall for this, if you actually go in for the vaccine and then, you know, carry it around like it's a passport and fall for the concept of passports, what you're agreeing to, what you're falling into is not one vaccine, but one vaccine every 6 months, maybe every 4 months, maybe every 3 months. I mean, who knows what they'll get you involved in. But you've already opened the door. You've already, you know, lowered your defenses for this. That'll be it. There you go. You'll have continual injections for the rest of your life every 6 months, or you won't be able to go eat, or you won't be able to go shopping, and you won't be able to go to shows. This is what you've opened yourself up to. Yeah, now the CNBC reports that the COVID variant from South Africa was able to, quote, break through the Pfizer vaccine in an Israeli study. So the vaccine doesn't even protect you against the mutations of this virus. But that's why an mRNA virus has never been or an mRNA vaccine has never been rolled out before, because an RNA virus by its very nature, mutates incredibly rapidly. So it would almost be there's no point in creating a vaccine for it because you're going to have to create a new vaccine in a few months anyway because it's going to mutate because that's what RNA viruses do. That's why there's never been an mRNA vaccine to date, and COVID-19 is no different. The Epoch Times reports that the COVID virus variant affects vaccinated people more than unvaccinated people. So not only is this South African variant able to somehow break through the Pfizer vaccine resistance, but apparently you can actually get it more easily if you have the vaccine. Imagine that. A study from Tel Aviv University found that a South African variant of the Chinese communist virus affects people vaccinated with the Pfizer shot more than unvaccinated people. The study has not yet been peer-reviewed, but it indicates that this variant of the virus was found 8 times more in individuals who were unvaccinated, or 5.4% against was found 8 times more than individuals who were unvaccinated. So there you go. We found a disproportionately higher rate of the South African variant among people vaccinated with the second dose compared to the unvaccinated group. So there you go. Every 6 months, you'll be injected with an untested vaccine that won't last very long, won't protect you against coronavirus, and will actually make you more vulnerable against the coronavirus variants. And you'll still have to wear a mask, and you'll still have to stay separated, and you're a dumb sheep for falling for this.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're in the bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm going to say it again. I am not lecturing you. I'm lecturing myself. I need to take vitamin mineral infusion every day. It tastes great. It's all natural. It's got all the vitamins, all the minerals that are essential, and amino acids. Mix it up in the morning, a little quarter scoop. Fill up a whole pitcher with a whole scoop. It lasts you 4 or 5 days, refrigerator. Pour yourself a big glass with ice. And it's so good in the morning, at noon, at night. But whatever you do, get in that one glass a day. It's been sold out for a while. It's back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com for your immune system, your body's defenses, but especially your family and friends and old folks and people with darker skin need higher vitamin D3 and other things. It's all in here, so tell folks about it or give it as a gift. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com, and Winter Sun, super high-quality vitamin D3, back in stock, also discounted. Both these are 40% off individually, 50% off together at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Topic of today's program has been existential threats to the people of the United States. And on that note, I would like to cover a topic that people haven't raised quite yet, but I know as we go to more calls this hour, I'm sure we'll see that come up. And that is non-governmental organizations, specifically the ADL. Let's talk about the existential threat the ADL poses to the existence and, more importantly, the peaceful existence of the United States. Here's what they've been up to recently. Tucker must go. ADL CEO calls on cable companies to drop Fox News. The Anti-Defamation League, hilarious name, just hilarious, right? that's like if, instead of if we were called InfoWars, we were called the Pro-Globalist Network. Yes, welcome to the Pro-Globalist Network, InfoWars.com, Anti-Defamation League. All they do is defame. It's amazing, isn't it? All they do is defame. Now, the ADL, they haven't fallen from grace, because that implies that you were once full of grace. No, they were founded with the sole intention of helping to get off a rapist and murderer back in like the 20s or something. So they're just continuing with their expertise here in destroying the fabric of American society. CEO Jonathan Greenblatt demanded that Tucker Carlson must go. Well, I demand that Jonathan Greenblatt must go. Who the hell are you, Jonathan Greenblatt? Who voted for you? Who decided you get to decide who can stay and who can go on American media? Oh, what's that? What's that? Nobody? Nobody did? You are just a self-imposed, gremlin-like little worm? He looks like a worm, doesn't he? Tell you what, you go act like a worm, we'll continue to, you know, be America without you. But no, he's the one that gets to decide who Americans get to listen to, who in America gets free speech. Jonathan Greenblatt gets to decide. So he says, quote, what do we want Fox to do? I mean, first and foremost, Tucker has got to go. I mean, Jonathan Greenblatt doesn't like him, so how can he stay? I mean, Jonathan Greenblatt is our king. He's our lord. He's our emperor. If he doesn't like somebody, they have to go because he decrees it. Oh, but he says Carlson is a risk to our society. Is he? Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson, a risk to our society. Tucker Carlson, a guy who was on CNN for years, a guy who has like 12 children, like total family man, total genius, completely fearless in the face of boycotts and strikes and condemnation continuously. And again, this just goes into what I was talking about earlier, how nothing that these ideological scumbags get a hold of actually serves its purpose. The point of the news is supposed to be to inform people about what's going on in the world, right? There's chaos going on. There's wars brewing. There's wars happening. There's massacres going on around the world. There's crime happening in America. There are decisions being made by local governments that have a direct impact on your life. Is CNN talking about any of that? Are they informing you about what's going on in the world? Or are they using their platform? Are they using their power to promote their ideology? Of course, that's what they're doing. They're using it to attack their opponents, just like the Democrats are attacking Matt Gaetz in the House of Representatives. It's all these people do is use whatever power they're given, not to actually do the job they're supposed to be doing, delivering the news. No, they'll use this platform as the so-called news to attack their political opponents, in this case,
Tucker Carlson. So after falsely claiming that Trump supporters in the Capitol protest were out to murder lawmakers, just, again, defaming people, right? He just, it's like, oh, the Anti-Defamation League is here to defame everybody. What a surprise. Greenblatt went on to call Democrat efforts to mass import illegal aliens as anti-Semitic racist myths. So it's literally like, hey, guys, look over there. 170,000 people were caught in the month of March crossing our border. This is not something that was happening 2 months ago. This is something that is a direct response to policies put in place by the Democratic administration. It seems to me that they want to flood our country with hundreds of thousands of foreigners, just like they did in Europe. The exact same plan, the exact same operation, the exact same outcome. Oh, what are you, an anti-Semite? What? Wait, what? No, they're right there. I see them. I see the immigrants crossing the border right now. They're on film. They're not even hiding it. They're doing it on purpose. They're doing it out in the open, and they're being assisted with this by the American government. It's just like, wow, didn't realize you hate Jewish people. What? Okay, all right. Okay, Defamation League. I got it. He says, we've crossed this new threshold when a major news network dismisses this or pretends this isn't important. But that's not enough for Greenblatt, who then called for Fox News to remove its entire primetime lineup. Well, some sort of weird-looking worm named Jonathan Greenblatt thinks you should just go away, Fox News. Better just shut yourself down. Just go commit suicide. Bury Tucker Carlson under dirt because Jonathan Greenblatt thinks it's anti-Semitic to oppose the mass importation of hundreds of thousands of Central Americans into your nation and then to pay for them for the rest of their lives and to give them free health care, free education, free housing, and to, you know, give them cash every month for the rest of their lives. If you oppose that, you are anti-Semitic, and Jonathan Greenblatt thinks you shouldn't be allowed on TV. He says, if Fox News won't act, it may be time for advertisers to act. It may be time for the affiliates and cable companies to act to finally, once and for all, say that America, simply put, is no place for hate. Why is that even a debate anymore, Brian? Why are people allowed to disagree with me anymore, Brian? I thought we established that opposing us is hate, and you shouldn't be allowed to do that in America. I'm Jonathan Greenblatt, some weird little worm that thinks he's the emperor. But let's talk about what he's talking about. He thinks that discussing replacement migration, or the Great Replacement, or the purposeful removal of one population with an importation of another is an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory. Okay, we can get into that. How about this article from, it's actually a white paper from the UN, from their population division. It's titled, Replacement Migration. Is it a solution to declining and aging populations? Oh, UN, anti-Semitic, I guess. What about Michelle Goldberg from the New York Times, who writes, we can replace them. In Georgia, a chance to rebuke white nationalism. Gee, my spidey senses are tingling. What about this article from the ADL, no less? It says this, furthermore, binationalism is unworkable given the current realities and historical animosities. With historically high birth rates among the Palestinians and a possible influx of Palestinian refugees and their descendants now living around the world, Jews would quickly become a minority within a binational state, thus likely ending any semblance of equal representation and protections. In this situation, the Jewish population would be increasingly politically and potentially physically vulnerable. It is unrealistic and unacceptable to expect the state of Israel to voluntarily subvert its own sovereign existence and nationalist identity and become a vulnerable minority within what was once its own territory. Wow, the ADL writing that. The ADL writing that replacement migration into Israel is an unacceptable evil. Oh, but if you oppose the exact same program in your own country, you're an anti-Semite. Is all of this making sense? I hope not, because it's all bullcrap. It's all nonsensical. It's all BS. Meanwhile, just yesterday, Breitbart comes out with the article, ADL exploits Wikipedia to promote their group and to attack conservatives. Oh, but they're honorable. They're good. They run our country. They decide who gets to have a voice. Oh, and by the way, they're also dictating who the FBI goes after from the FBI.gov.
Wow.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide, should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the InfoWar. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, I was not paying attention. Got cut off by that last commercial break. Let me just finish up what I'm saying here before I go out to your phone calls once again on this April 12th edition of American Journal. Because just listen to this letter. And this was written to the ADL, courtesy of the leader of the FBI in 2017, one James B. Comey. You remember James Comey, don't you? Corrupt FBI leader who used the FBI to spy on a political opponent of the Democrats, lied under oath, was fired in complete disgrace, Yeah, that guy. He hasn't been much in the news, has he? Sort of all these people that just completely abuse their power, commit major fraud, and undermine the very function of our government. See, they're not a threat to our society. No, no. They're to be celebrated. They're in league with the ADL. They're the best friends of ADL. Tucker Carlson pointing out the obvious, simple, undeniable fact that not only is the ongoing migration patterns purposeful in their replacement of heritage Americans, but also pointing out that, you know, this is obviously done for political reasons. That, he says, makes Carlson a risk to our society. He basically threatens to use the power of the ADL to bankrupt Fox if they don't submit to his mighty will. This weird-looking little worm dude, Jonathan Greenblatt. Let me read you this letter from the FBI to the ADL. It's titled, "The FBI and ADL Working Together to Fight Hate," from James B. Comey to his lover, the ADL. He says, "I sing your praises as an organization that fights for inclusivity and diversity, equality and justice, an organization that works with us to fight hate crime and terrorism, to educate law enforcement, and to build bridges with underrepresented communities. I labeled that last speech a love letter to the ADL. Well, 3 years later, I can say from the perspective of the FBI, we're still in love with you. We still love you, ADL. We're in love with you. We'll do anything you want. You tell us what to do, and we do it. We're dogs. You're the master." Absolutely mind-boggling. But I guess it explains it, right? I mean, the, you know, you have the FBI writing literal love letters to you. How wonderful you are. Let me count the ways. Absurd, right? Completely insane that this is happening. But I guess, you know, if you have the FBI writing these sycophantic diatribes of eternal loyalty to you, maybe you do think that you get to deserve who, you know, to say who can and can't speak in American society. Maybe you think you're worthy of dictating to the American people who they can listen to, who they can hear from, what they can say. Absolutely insane, isn't it? It's just who this scumbag thinks he is. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let's go back out to your phone calls. Let's go to Henry in Chicago, who has a comment about illegal immigrants, January 6th, and all of that great stuff. Thanks for calling in. Henry, you're on the air, sir.
All right. Thank you. I'm making it a point that what happened January 6th was entrapment. Mm-hmm. And it's a definition on there, www.justa.com. Entrapment, it says that when law enforcement encourage or overly tell people to come to go in, they committed a crime. You see that when they open the gates. That's number one that I want to say. Number two, the point that I'm looking at, the Biden administration, the president, and all those cronies, they should be charged with treason, according to Article 1, Section 6, paragraph 1 of the Constitution. It says, what is treason? Treason also applies if a person adheres to the enemy and gives the enemy aid or comfort.
Right.
What does adhering to the enemy mean? It means actions agreeing with the enemy or actions to give support to the enemy. We've been invaded, and he's doing that. Now, the one thing before I forget, the ADL, I called it Against Democratic Liberties, and the ACLU, I called it Against Civil Liberties Union.
Right.
We need to start using Title 18 U.S. Code, Section 242, against all these corporations. And the biggest enemy and threat to America is the U.S. citizens, the ones that comply, they consent, and they agree with all this tyrannical thing. Because if they don't change, they're going to be consenting to do, oh, it's just temporarily. Oh, I'm going to get a passport. No, you need to start making them aware that they have a problem. Not these corporations. The corporations just do whatever they want because we consent to them. And I always remind people, our country was founded on dissent, not consent.
Right.
You know, I'm a little bit hard under the collar, but, you know, I seen my rights taken away. I couldn't see family in the hospital. I mean, it's insane. You cannot travel now.
Yeah, man, I'm completely agreeing with you. I feel like I could just sit back and let you go because what you're saying is exactly true. All of this stuff, that you're saying is true, the entrapment on January 6th. In other words, you have police officers opening doors, welcoming people in, full well knowing that those people will then later be hunted down and arrested by the FBI at the behest of the ADL and, you know, charged with sedition, charged with all sorts of, you know, insane terroristic charges that has seen them already sitting in, isolation for 23 hours a day, complete mental torture as punishment for doing what the police asked them to do. It's absolutely entrapment. I think that is an absolutely great point. And you point out that what's happening with the illegal immigrants on the border is 100% treasonous activity. I mean, not only are the illegal immigrants not being stopped at the border, which again is the most basic fundamental function of a government to protect the people within the government from people or people within the nation from those outside of the nation. That is the sole point of a government, if you get right down to it. That is their number one most important responsibility to the people of their country is to protect them from an outside force. Not only are they failing to do that, they're actively working against that agenda. They're actively funneling these people in, going and picking them up. I was even reading a story that Mexican authorities found 136 illegal immigrants headed towards America. The Mexican authorities picked them up and took them to America. I mean, what the hell is going on here? It's beyond absurd. So I couldn't agree with you more, Henry. Anything else before I let you go? You're always very well informed on all of the particular statutes. That it's not just like it's obvious just from a basic logic perspective that it's like, okay, you're helping invaders into our country, giving them money, giving them cash, and then sending them farther into our country rather than sending them back or even doing the bare minimum of stopping them from coming in the first place. That's obviously treason. And then Henry comes in with like, yeah, it's paragraph this, you know, section this. Here's exactly the law that says this is not allowed, and yet it's being carried on. So I always love when you call in, Henry. Anything else before I move on to another caller?
Okay, I wish we had a panel of attorneys that do the Constitution so we can educate everybody. You know, like talk about Article 1 and one time, the Second Amendment, which, you know, the Second Amendment says it should not be infringed. That's what we need to tell people when they want to take our guns or get permits. It's on the Constitution.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if we keep consenting, we have no country. We'd be Nazi Germany in steroids.
Yeah, and you know, it's like you point out, you said that the U.S. citizens are the biggest threat. It's like these people shouldn't be allowed to get away with this. They should not be reelected if they go after your First or your Second Amendment. They should be kicked out of office. They shouldn't even be allowed to finish their term. When you have explicitly disallowed in the Constitution, in the Second Amendment, it says shall not be infringed. And then you have Joe Biden issuing executive orders to precisely do what is explicitly disallowed, he shouldn't be allowed to stay in office. He shouldn't be allowed to continue. I mean, it's blatant. I can't even think of an example of like how else this would go on. It's like you're playing against a football team and when they get tackled and go down, they just get back up and keep running. Even after the whistle is blown, it's like, no, that is completely outside of the bounds of the law. And if you do that, you should be ejected from the game. You should lose the game. But if all the fans keep cheering and it's like, wow, that was smart. We hadn't thought of that. When you get tackled and you go down, just get up and keep running. And you end up scoring more points. Isn't that amazing? It's the people's fault for allowing them to get away with this.
Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar. And then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com. The revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com. Take action now.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
When I tell you to supplement your natural diet so you'll be healthier and fund the M4 at the same time, I'm not lecturing you. I eat too much red meat. I drink too much. I work too much. I have my own issues with stress. But I can tell you, without winter sun, without vitamin mineral fusion, without lung cleanse, all three of which I take every day, I would not be able to continue in what I do. These are amazing products. And if you don't have the essential vitamins and minerals, you're not going to be able to function. In fact, you're going to die. That's why people starve for lack of food. These products have it all concentrated in one place for you to make sure that every essential vitamin mineral you need, you get. The D3, the K, in winter sun, and all of them together with amino acids in vitamin mineral fusion and then lung cleanse. Research it for yourself. It's amazing. They're all 50% off together, 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock for a limited time, and it funds the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Final segment of American Journal here. We have a lot of people still want to give their opinion about what the biggest threat is. Taylor in Florida, Stephen in Florida, Jefferson in Virginia, Alex in Michigan, and Danny in North Carolina. I'll try to get to all of you in this segment, so let's keep the comments brief, and I won't ramble too much afterwards, and we'll try to get all of these all this input in, and we'll make a big video out of all of these calls and put it on band.video so you can share it around, people discussing what they think the biggest threat is. Obviously, Tom Papper wasn't able to make it today. We had a little bit of a scheduling issue, not his fault, but we're going to reschedule him for later in the week because I always enjoy talking to Tom Papert. But already we have Chris Nelson tomorrow. He'll be on, and he's the man organizing and leading the Million Maskless March in Florida. We'll also have on Arthur Pulowski, who is the absolutely heroic pastor of the church in Canada, who was seen shouting down and basically disabusing the health authorities there in Canada of thinking they could shut down his church, calling them Nazis and communists in a very, very inspiring and entertaining video, which I'm sure you all saw. We played it multiple times here on this program. So he will be joining us tomorrow. Very excited to speak to him. And then on Wednesday, we'll have Victor Avila, who I actually covered a story of his without even realizing that it was the same guy. He's the retired special ICE agent who filmed the migrants exiting the bus at a detention center with every one of them with exactly one small child as their little passport, as their little human passport into our nation. So a lot of great guests coming up later this week on this program and on the other shows here on Infowars.com. We have a crew en route now to the border to do more live on the scene, groundbreaking investigative reports. We have, of course, Alex Jones Show coming up after this. My program, The War Room, with great guest hosts like Tom Papert, Patrick Howley, so many others, and then not to mention the reports by Greg Reese and Paul Joseph Watson and everybody else. I mean, what we're able to do here at InfoWars with your support has truly been groundbreaking and has set the stage for a renaissance of the human spirit. And that's why you're seeing all the attacks go on and increase in extremity and, speed at which they're being rolled out. It's all in response to the fact that we here at InfoWars and others around the world are reawakening the American spirit, the human spirit that is embodied in America of resistance to tyranny and love of mankind without forcing anybody to do anything. That's the key. That's the goal. That's what we promote here, and it's what strikes terror into the heart of the globalist, and you can support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. So with that, we go to the phone lines. First, we have Danny in North Carolina who wants to talk about the biggest threats we face and how they're all tangled together. Thanks for calling in, Danny. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, man. Yeah, that's a really good point to see that everything is tangled together. So, you start fixing one problem, they just kind of start a new fire over here.
Mm.
But I had something interesting for you. Everyone's, how do we solve this? How do we get something done? I actually had enough. I have instituted martial law in the city that I'm living in. If you go to Home Depot, not a firearm, you can purchase a San Angelo bar. They weigh 16 pounds, like a 6-foot metal bar, and everyone glares at toxic masculinity. And I've just been marching that thing around from, 4 in the afternoon to 8 or 9 at night. Get a lot of looks, but it's great exercise. I'm just tired of being a man not allowed anymore.
Yeah.
And I mean, honestly, you get 6 or 7 guys rolling around, you can keep your job, just do it in the evening. It's wonderful exercise. And I mean, it makes a difference. When I try and reason, everyone just, oh, well, you're just a man, or you're just this, or even though clearly Alex said the best thing is, do these people even need to be reasoned with anymore?
Right.
But pull out a little bit of force, just, kind of, hey, let's see a woman do this.
Mm,
and things change real quick,
Well,
I just want to get that out there.
Yeah, and I mean, what you're talking about is really a part of the American tradition, which is neighborhood watch groups. I mean, just people protecting their own neighborhoods, not relying on the police, not waiting for the police to show up and, fill out a form explaining how you got robbed and raped and murdered, and then, half-heartedly going after some sort of vague suspect that nobody actually put their eyes on. Like, instead of allowing that to happen, why don't you just patrol your neighborhood? Why don't you get together with your neighbors and say, hey, we're going to protect each other against whatever is happening out there. Anybody that wants to come into our neighborhood and cause trouble. And, I've said it before here. It's like, and I love that, you're pointing out, you try to deal with one problem and another one crops up. Obviously, that brings to mind the image of the Hydra, right, that Hercules fought. You chop off one head and it splits into two heads and actually doubles your problem. It's like that meets the Gordian knot, right, which was the famous knot that Alexander the Great cut in half because, the prophecy was anybody who could solve the Gordian knot would conquer the whole world. People would try to solve it by undoing the knot. Alexander just walked up and chopped it in half with a sword. And it's like that's the type of response we need. That's the type of solutions that we need. In my opinion, Tegxit would be a great sample of that, where it's like, well, instead of dealing with all of these Hydra-like heads of the federal government, each attacking you in a different way, just separate yourself entirely from them and say, we don't have to listen to you anymore. All you do is cause problems. We're going to solve it ourselves. That's a Gordian style solution. But you can also do it on a smaller scale. And with that is always the basic point of saying there need to be places in America where the federal government is not welcome. It doesn't matter what they say. The people, the sheriff in charge of the area, maybe the mayor, the police department, they have orders from the people in that area that say if federal agents come and try to enforce their anti-American laws, their anti-constitutional, unconstitutional, illegal laws, then we, the people, will stand up against them and they won't be welcome here anymore. That's the way it works in a lot of other countries. That's the way that, like, a lot of the areas in Lebanon, it's like, look, the Lebanese government is just not welcome there because Lebanese government is corrupt. So the local, the people will form their own local little government with their own local militia to protect themselves. And the government themselves have no say as to what goes on in there because they can't get there. They can't get in. So, hey, maybe that's a good answer. The Gordian knot, the Hydra heads are tied in a Gordian knot right now, I guess, is the way to phrase this in the words of mythology. Let's go to Stephen in Florida, who has what he thinks is the biggest threat we face. Thanks for calling in, Stephen. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Harrison. Okay, I wanted to tie this in with that real quick, why you need to support InfoWars, three quick reasons. First and second ones are the last two emergency broadcasts on the 3rd and the 10th that Alex did about the SPARS pandemic script, and then the what I call satanic child sacrifice surge at the border.
Yeah.
And then the other reason is InfoWars store. I was just counting the number of products I've bought since I first started listening to Alex, and there's probably about 25 different products, a lot of which I've got in my stash right now. If you've been a listener for any length of time and you have not yet gone there and bought products, shame on you, because Alex is doing such a great job, along with Harrison and Owen and all the other people, Rob doing the others. So I want to commend you guys and thank you.
Well, thank you, Stephen. I do appreciate that. Quickly, because I want to get to at least one more call. What do you think the biggest threat that we face as Americans is?
Okay, it is the deception, the psyop that we are being subjected to on a daily basis. This has been increasing over the last century and a half or so, but especially in the last 50 years. And I want to tie this in with the complacency of Christians in America.
Yeah.
And what I was just talking about, you know, this thing about children, it's not just a war on humanity. It's Satan's hatred of God, which he can't defeat God. So he attacks God's creation. And the most vulnerable that is children in and out of the womb. And for Christians,
I completely agree, Stephen. I know you're a regular caller, so you'll get a chance to finish that thought later, but I got to go to another call, but I completely agree. The complacency of Christians in the attack that they're under right now is a major threat. And I know Taylor in Florida had a similar thought to that as well. But I want to go to Alex in Michigan as our final caller of the day. Alex in Michigan, thanks for calling in. You are on the air. What do you think the biggest threat we face is?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I think the Jesuit order is definitely the biggest threat at the Vatican, and that pedo pope teaching replacement theology to hate the Jew. The replacement theology incites everyone to hate the Jews. It makes everyone think that the Catholics replace Jews, which is a heresy.
Well, yeah, it incites everybody to hate everybody else, and I agree with you. The Pope is at the center of all of this. Let's go quickly. Jefferson in Virginia, you have 30 seconds, but can you tell me what you think the biggest threat is? Jefferson.
Thanks, Harrison. Yeah, I think cyber fascism is our biggest threat because it creates this matrix where everybody is involved in it or immersed in it, and they can't get out. It's like the people that had the disease, the caller was saying his family members had COVID-19, but they still want to get the vaccine. Why? Because they want to get the passport so they can live a normal life.
Yeah, you're right, and that is cyber fascism, exactly as you put it, man. Folks, it's all tied together, and it's all one big force attempting to destroy humanity.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
It's very simple. Every household, not just in America, but worldwide,
should be taking a high-quality multivitamin mineral every single day. But so many of the big brands are synthetics that are not even absorbed. In fact, in many cases, are toxic. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, in stock right now, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, has high-grade vitamins and minerals that are all essential with key amino acids so your body can upload it. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com, ready to ship to you right now. So go there and order today at 40% off. Sign up for auto ship on your next order, additional 10% off. Cancel anytime for free, but that way you don't forget to get your next order. Mix it up in a big pitcher, put it in your refrigerator for your wife, your husband, your children, your neighbors, and just know that while you're helping yourself and your own body's natural defenses and immune system, you're funding the info war. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off. Oh, and Winter Sun's back in stock, 40% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.